Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying five different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Yes, jackarcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant. One versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of five-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Part of the conversation financially is, well, then are you planning on an extension for McDuffie? Are you planning on trading Trent McDuffie? So I'm just curious, what's the value that you think would just simply not be enough to even consider a trade? Because my whole stance on the McDuffie potentially trading him has been, you got to at least just find out what the real value is. I don't think you're getting the Sauce Gardner return that the Jets got for him to the Colts. If you could get that, to me, it's a trade you almost have to make, which is two first round picks.
Yeah.
But if it's not that, and I don't think it will be, what's the lowest amount that you would say, okay, because if it's just a first and that's it, I'm not interested at all.
I've seen a second and a third. I've seen a first and a fifth. I've seen a lot of different variation in it. If it's a first and only a first, let's say, and nothing higher than like a fifth round pick, Colts. So like, it doesn't really feel like you're getting anything additional. Then that first round pick has to be in the top 15 or has to be a projected top 15. It better be a bad team giving me that pick.
Okay.
A team with no quarterback. I'm not giving up to the Bills or any other team that I think will actually win football games next year. And it might still, and I might be taking a risk, but it better be like the Falcons pick. And I'm like, well, I don't really know who their quarterback is, or the Vikings. I don't know who your quarterback is. Sure. I'll take a chance on that pick and hope that it climbs up. It ends up 22. Sucks for me. I took the risk, but it could end up 9 or 7 or 4, and I'm gonna risk it for that. Because if it's only a first round pick, it's that. If it's a second or third, and this is where you and I talk about McDuffie, the reason why we even brought up trading McDuffie was because of the value,
the Sauce Gardner return.
Yeah, if they tank the value, I'm not interested at all. Then yeah, write out this contract as long as you are. You realize they could keep Trent McDuffie under contract for like 3 more years. They could play him this year. Fifth year option. Tag him. They could tag him again at corner based on what he wants to get paid. They could hold McDuffie hostage if they wanted to. There's not some rush to trade him, some rush to move him, some rush to pay him. You could hold him. Now you risk him being pretty mad.
Yeah, you don't want to get sideways. But I think you just have to find out what the real value is. If it's true that you can't get a first for him, one, I think that's crazy. But if that's what the market is telling you and what teams are telling you and nobody's willing to pony up more than a first, then yeah, simply you go ahead and hold on to them. You know, someone says you can't say it's not enough because they aren't paying them. But again, that's not true based on what, again, Cody just said. It's not a, well, if you're not going to pay them, you need to trade them. No, maybe in 2 years, that might be true in 2 years.
That's not true yet.
They don't have to do that this offseason, though.
And also, he doesn't want to be paid.
But this offseason, if you're told that you could get two firsts, they're not going to be. But if you could, then to me, that's a trade you have to make. But if you're not blown away by an offer, yeah, you just continue to play this thing out and move forward. I think Trent McDuffie still is one of the best corners in football. I understand he doesn't get a ton of interceptions, and that's why across the league, some people maybe don't view him quite at that level. I think he's fantastic. I think he's one of the best corners in football. I would like him to stay on the Chiefs for five more years. I'm just saying, if somebody was willing to go as far as the Sauce Gardner compensation, you almost would be stupid at that point not to take it. That's all.
Yeah, and that's the thing. If it's anything more than a first and a third, I'd do it. Like, even I don't even need two firsts, is the truth. If it's a first and a third, I'd do it.
See, and I think I would do it for a first and a third.
And I think some of that is because that's the bare minimum. That's my lowest conceivable compensation rate. And I don't think it could be a pick at first, in fairness. I don't think it could be a first-round pick 29. Like, it would need to be at least above where he was selected, you know, 22.
So where did the Jets end up? They got 20, the Colts pick. So what 19? Were the Colts were 18 or 19. So
yeah,
they got the 18th or 19th pick this year, and then they get their first.
How
next
funny
year.
Would it be for them? 16 overall, actually.
16
this year.
Okay.
Yeah. They offer 16 and their third. Okay. They offer a second next year and this year's 16th overall. Okay. They've got enough needs. And sometimes, Goldilocks, I'm a little bit surprised maybe you wouldn't take less just knowing that you're further down on next year than I am.
Yeah.
So, like, there's a real temptation to play the long game and, like, stretch
this thing out. I'm also not in the business of getting rid of a top, in my opinion.
The long game includes an all-pro corner.
Top three, top four corner in football for just a first-round pick and try and replace that. It would definitively mean they would almost certainly have to re-sign Jalen Watson if they did that. The way people are talking about the value that they think the Chiefs could get, I don't think he's getting traded, because right now I don't think the value is anywhere near good enough.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying five different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Yes, jackarcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant. One versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of five-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.